Hey church, my name is James Cavalier. I work with our young adults here at the Vista campus, and today I'm bringing you the Daily Dose. Well, we're continuing in our series talking about our favorite Old Testament stories and characters, and so today I wanted to talk to you about one of mine. Comes out of the book of Hosea. It's actually about the character of Hosea, and I just wanted to give you a parental advisory warning, if you will, just a little bit about this story. It's a very heavy and kind of adult call that we see on Hosea's life, and he's going to deal with some very adult issues, and so I just encourage you guys, if you're watching this with your kids and you want to continue watching, it's a great story that we're going to unpack, but it also might need some follow-up from you as a parent. Well, the book of Hosea is about Hosea, this man who God calls to be a prophet, who God calls to speak on his behalf to the people of Israel. And at this time, the people of Israel are prospering. Commerce is booming. Their borders have been expanded. They've conquered some enemies. Like, things are going really, really well in the nation of Israel. Temple sacrifices are way up. People are giving, but they've kind of mixed in some Baal worship, but they kind of let that go. And so on the outside, there's just prosperity on prosperity on prosperity in the nation of Israel. And it's into this scene that God raises up Hosea. He calls this man to be a prophet. Now, he gives him a very specific call when he calls him to be a prophet. He says, I want you to go and do something, not just to go and tell people or to share with them this vision, but I want you to go live out this experience. And then he'll explain to him why. So he says that he wants him to go and marry this woman named Gomer, who the Bible describes as a promiscuous woman. We might better say that as a prostitute. And he says that you're going to go in to marry this woman and have children with her, and she's going to return to her old way of life. She's going to continue to cheat on you in spite of the marriage covenant that she's made. And so Hosea goes and he follows the call of the Lord, and it's as the Lord says. He marries this woman. They have children. He tells them what to name them as symbolic pieces of the way that the Lord's trying to display what he's feeling in this time of Israel's prosperity, but they're walking away from the Lord. And so we see this. One of the reasons that I love the book of Hosea and the story of Hosea is because in other books, in other prophecy, and when God calls prophets, he often gives them vision or words, and he tells them to explain this to the people. And with the book of Hosea, Hosea gets a really unique call, and he has a really unique experience. More than just visions and words, he gets an experiential knowledge of how God feels in this moment. And I think that this is one of the reasons that I love this story, because so often for me, I think of God as so far away, and he's so big, and he's so grand, and he's just kind of up in the cosmos and heaven and on that throne that the Bible talks about, and he's not affected by any of the things that I do. But what we see, and why I love the book of Hosea, is because it takes these moments to really peel back the heart of God, to let us know what he feels like, what he thinks about when it comes to our own sin. I think that sometimes we think about sin as a victimless crime, that I'm not hurting anybody, it's not bothering anybody, and so I can just carry on. But what the book of Hosea helps us to understand is that the heart of the Father breaks when we start to walk away and walk out of the covenant that we've made with God. And so Hosea lives out this experience. He's going to lay out this incredibly deep, painful poetry about the experience that he's having with his wife and how it mirrors the experience God is having with his people. And then I love the turn in the story where God says that he's going to start again, that he's not going to forget his people or his promises, but he's going to allure them back. He's going to love them back. He's going to draw them in with kindness. And I love this because this is such a parallel of what Jesus is going to do in the New Testament. In the parables of all the lost, the coins and the sheep and the sons, we see this unbelievable, overwhelming love of God that continues to pursue us in spite of the things that we do, because God's love is so much more powerful than our sin and the things that we do to separate him. And that's why I love the book of Hosea. It's just this incredible picture of God's heart toward us when we're walking in sin, and of his incredible willingness to chase after us. Have a great day, guys.